hard to focus, just to persevere and just to make it. But everything that's within your grasp, you gotta take it, you gotta go hard and just dig deep inside you to find that method, that mode that wants that hunger to survive, just to ride the grind and take it the way you gotta take it and never stop.
I came to win, yeah, I came to win. I came to win, yeah, I came to win. I came to win, yeah, I came to win. Can't no one stop me, yeah, bring it in. I came to win, yeah, I came to win.
What's up, everybody? This is Kyle Hunter, and I'd like to welcome you back to the Diagnosis Success Podcast, where we talk about motivation, inspiration, and dedication. And like we always say, this is high-level conversation, and today we have a phenomenal, dynamic, motivational, inspirational brother. This brother, man, he's powerful. His name is Jermaine Miller. I actually met Jermaine at one of my cousin, MG the Mortgage Guy. He had a seminar, and I saw Jermaine speak, and man, he's dynamic, man. This brother's powerful, man. And we're so humbled and appreciative of him sharing his time today, man. So welcome to the Diagnosis Success Podcast, Jermaine.
Hey, brother. Thank you, man. It's a pleasure to be here today. Anytime I can inspire an audience or one more day to inspire an audience, I'm honored to do that. So I appreciate you having me today, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. Yeah, we're pleased to have you, man. We're going to get into it, man. This podcast is all about motivation, people that are dynamic and just paying it forward, trying to help people be inspired, live their best lives, and actually tap into their greatness. So, you know, I always feel like you never really know where you're going unless you know where you came from.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So if you don't mind, you know, could you just tap in a little bit, talk about like your upbringing, what that looked like?
I mean, I was raised in Staten Island, New York. The Wu-Tang, Shaolin Island, the Forgotten Barrel. People say that place actually exists. Yeah, I was raised in Staten Island, New York. Single parent household. My mom raised me and my younger brother. And, you know, she did what was best for us. That was put a roof over our head, clothes on our back, food on the table. That's what we could only ask growing up in those early times. And if I'm not sure how old you are, but I grew up pretty much in the 80s. And the 80s was a very, very interesting era, right? Drugs were insane in the 80s. Crack epidemics, all those kind of epidemics. And so I had some influences growing up, mostly negative, but the positive influence I had growing up was my grandmother. She lived in Harlem. Harlem was like the epidemic of crack with abandoned buildings, mattresses in the street, fires on cars, everything, you name it. But she was my first motivation. And, you know, I the reason why she was my motivation is because she was a church secretary. She worked at this church over there called Union Baptist Church, where she made $200 a week. And I don't know how she was so motivated, but she was only making $200 a week. And I wanted to get her out of those drug infested streets of Harlem. So I promised her something. I said, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to school. I'm going to get good grades. And as soon as I finish school and I get me a job, I'm going to buy you a home. So that's what I did. I'm not going to sit here and tell you I had a troubled life coming up. I didn't. I went to school my second year in college. Here's what we found out. We found out that she had lung cancer. And cancer in seven different languages, man, I don't know if you know, is one of the most feared words in the English dictionary. Cancer. You hear it, you automatically think this is it for me. And so I thought it was it for my grandmother, and I thought I was smart enough my sophomore year in college, so I dropped out. I came back home. A few short months later, my grandmother passed away. Here's what I remembered at 19 years old. When we buried my grandmother, I felt like I buried my dreams and I buried my goals. And here's why, Kyle. I woke up after burying my grandmother for what it seemed like a very long sleep. I was 25 years old when I finally woke up. I was sleeping on the floor in a basement. I had 93 cents in my account. I had pennies in my pocket. I'm staring at the ceiling, asking myself, why and how did I get here? You see, I had spent some time in Rikers Island. I had children by different women. I was going through a divorce at that particular time. Everything that I seemed to have promised my grandmother was going in the complete opposite direction of me. And I'm trying to find out, how can I actually get my life to where I want it to be? I was blaming my circumstances. In fact, one of my favorite quotes by George Bernard Shaw, he once said, people are always blaming the circumstances for what they are and what they have. He said, I don't believe in circumstances. The people that get on in this world are the people that get up, they look for the circumstances they want, and if they can't find them, they make them. problem we have is we're making circumstances, we're just making circumstances that we don't want. So I had to ask myself at 25 years old, every reason for me to do well, but I was failing, this big question that turned my whole life around. In 5 years, Jermaine, if you continue doing what you're doing now, where will you be? That's one of the biggest questions that we don't ask ourselves, and we have not, simply because we just don't ask.
That's powerful, man. That's powerful. That's powerful. And it's inspiring because, you know, when you talk about the 80s, I remember that vividly because my mom, she was a teacher for the New York City Board of Education. So she used to walk me and my brother through Baisley Park in Queens.
Right.
And I remember seeing red, yellow, blue.
Yes, yes.
And me and my brother's like, what is this? You know, and it's crackling like under our sneakers as we're walking to school, you know, and crack, man, that epidemic, that was crazy.
It was serious.
It was serious. And growing up in our communities, we saw how it ravaged through our communities. You know what I'm saying? Substance abuse. You got unnecessary incarcerations. You know what I'm saying? Right, like, it was just crazy. So, I mean, I think that even though that time was so it was a travesty, it did forge character. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
You can make it through that, man. Adversity, you know, it builds character.
Absolutely.
So, you know, to hear your story, man, wow, it's just so inspiring, man. Like so motivating. You got a lot of quotes, man, that I love, man. I went on your Twitter. I said, man, this brother, man, he's dropping some gems, man. He's like a rapper. He got bars. I like, man, this guy, man. And one of them that I saw that I really like, it said, people are waiting for you to get to your destination, because by getting to your destination, you will inspire them to get to theirs.
Yes.
And could you just unpack that a little bit, man?
Yeah, of course. So that was something where one of my mentors, he always used to share with me, he would say, Jermaine, you know, wherever you are, be there. Be in the moment, right? Mm-hmm. And the reason why I brought that up is because I was on a plane pre-COVID. I used to travel, speak a lot. And one day we were on the plane and the plane was getting ready to take off. But it came to an abrupt stop. And while the plane came to an abrupt stop, I'm trying to figure out why it came to an abrupt stop, but the pilot didn't let us know. And so as we were sitting there, I start looking out the window. There's nothing on the side of us. I couldn't really see in the front of us. So I just sat there and I started looking around. The pilot got on the loudspeaker and here's what he said. He said, we can't move until this family of ducks clears the runway. And I'm saying to myself, we got this big plane, we're getting ready to go to Cali, right? And we can't move this plane until this family of ducks clears the runway. So as I'm sitting there, I started thinking about something, man. When I started looking around the plane, I realized that there were people on the plane going to live their life. There were people on the plane going to live their dream. Somebody on the plane was going to buy a new home in a new place. Somebody on the plane was going to start school, start over again. Somebody was getting ready to go into a new relationship, start that dream that they've always wanted to live. But in order for them to get to the destination, the plane had to get to the destination. Isn't that powerful?
Mm.
But as I'm sitting there, I'm thinking about how we always try to get to this destination, but can't seem to reach our highest heights of altitude of where we should be in life because we never get off the runway. And sometimes we don't get off the runway because there are small little tiny ducks on the runway, like fear, worry, guilt, anxiety, shame. All of those things keep us on the runway, or we're blaming external circumstances like I was. You know, there's an African proverb that once said, if there's no enemy within, the enemy without can do us no harm. So as we're sitting on this runway, I'm saying to myself, this big plane can't move until these ducks clears the runway. So when I really unpacked that, I said, you know, there's a lot of people that are really waiting on you to live your dream so you can impact and empower them to live theirs. So while we're sitting on the runway, we can't be stingy about our story. We can't be stingy about the things that we've overcome. We can't be stingy about the things that we may be going through right now at this particular point in our life, because somebody needs to hear that story. You know, the things that you're going through, Kyle, or the things that I'm going through, or the things that anybody else on this show might come on and be going through, I can't necessarily impact an audience like you might be able to impact the audience and vice versa. But here's the kicker. Somebody in that audience, because you said what you had to say, would be inspired. But because you refuse to say what you have to say, you don't never inspire those people. So that was why I was able to say that quote like that, because of that one tiny moment that I experienced on that plane.
Man, fire. That's fire, man. That's fire. And you know what? One thing that's so true, and this kind of piggybacks off what you're saying.
Right.
I always look at it like there's no such thing as losses. It's only experience.
Experience, yes.
You know yeah. what I'm saying? So it's that's like, true. And like you said, to your point, I feel like with social media, everything is so glossed over. So everybody's got the perfect pictures. They got the perfect life. And we know that's all glossed over. At the right. end of the day, it's like, you know, and they say, don't let social media discourage you, because not everybody is posting their losses.
No, so, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like when we're able to be that transparent and just let people see the totality of what we're going through, like they see you in your glory, but they don't know your story.
Right. That's the truth.
And, you know, if we're able just to give people those bits and pieces of, hey, this is what I've been through, you find out we got more of a commonality than anything else.
Anything you know? Else. That's the truth. That's yeah. the absolute truth. The absolute truth.
Most definitely, man. Most definitely. And like I said, the first time when I saw you speak, I was like, wow, man, this brother's powerful, man. You know, you talked about you had nothing and it was just so inspirational, you know? So it's definitely something, man, it's powerful, man. I wanna ask you this question. What is a mantra that you would say that you live by? Like, what is something that is like, if you had to tell people what's definitive of what you believe in, like every day, like, you know, whether it be like mine, for me, is persistence wears down resistance. That's my favorite. Like, regardless of what happens, I'm gonna just chisel away at it.
Right.
What is one that you would say, like a gem that you could give?
Yeah. So I would probably say circumstances reveal who we are to ourselves. Right. Powerful. Mm. Why? Because these things that happen in our life, situations, circumstances, all of those things are asking you to look at yourself versus where you want to be. So if I'm not where I want to be in life, I have to look at the circumstances that I'm dealing with right now and whether or not I'm passing these tests. So we can't go look at somebody else. We can't look at the world. We can't look at all these things going on, because life is asking you of something. You know, I was writing, I just finished my fourth book. It's getting ready to be released in 3 weeks. And I was talking about those circumstances. And I said, you know, it's life is like school. There's a quote that said, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. I'm pretty sure you've heard that before. But here's the interesting thing about that quote. The teacher's always there. The student needs to be ready. And that's what life is. Life says, you know what, in order for you to get to the first grade, or in order for you to get to the second grade, or in order for you to get to the third grade, you have to pass all these tests that are required for you to pass in order for you to get to that next level. And that's what life does. Life asks you that same thing. But here's what we do. We go kicking, screaming, yelling, I deserve this. I want that. I want to have this. I'm in demand, all this stuff. And life is saying, you're not ready for that because you did not pass those tests on those levels. We gave you the set of circumstances. So my mantra is, yes, circumstances reveal who you are to yourself so that you can become a different person in order for you to achieve those dreams and goals.
Wow, man. That's powerful, man. That's powerful. I'm at the bar that, man. I gotta remix that, Jermaine.
Yeah, remix.
Remix that, brother. That's fire, man. That's fire, man. Well, man, look, I just love, you know, all the content, man, all the motivation, man. Talk about, I guess, you know, you did say that you just finished the book. What things are on the horizon that the listeners should be looking out for? And that,
you yeah, know, they, so, well, I mean, I wrote my fourth book. I wrote my first book, Wake Up and Win. I released that November 2019 with my spiritual dad, Les Brown, wrote the foreword to that book. And COVID kind of impacted me to write the sequel to that, which was called Wake Up and Live. Mm-hmm. And it was funny that I was writing the book that I released now, that I'm getting ready to release now. I started writing that book then. But what started happening is in COVID, well, early on in COVID, obviously when we had to stay in the house, you know, everybody was all over the place. The economy was all over the place. People were trying to figure things out. I was doing stuff that I was never really doing. One of them was watching television. I was watching a lot of MSNBC, constant negative news, CNN. And, you know, we had the riots. We had, you know, Floyd's situation. We had looting. We had all this stuff going on. And one day I was like, yo, you know what? I had it. Enough is enough. And I'm sitting on my couch. And right before I was getting ready to turn off the television, this is March of 2020. The cameraman zeroes in on someone sleeping on a bench with the covers pulled over their eyes. Remember I talked about paying attention to a story? Mm-hmm. I was saying to myself, wow, riots, looting, fire, screaming, cars on fire, people in the street, news, lights, helicopters everywhere. This person's lying on a bench with the covers pulled over their eyes. Mm-hmm. And I said to myself, man, Jermaine, are you lying somewhere spiritually, mentally, and physically with the covers pulled over your eyes because you are afraid to wake up and live your dream?
Wow.
It was at that moment I jumped right off the couch. I turned off the television and I wrote this book, Wake Up and Live, in 6 days. So my first book I wrote, Wake Up and Win, in 2 years. My second one, I wrote in 6 days. My third book, Unshakable Focus, I wrote in 72 hours. I released that in October. And my new book that's coming out in about 3 weeks, The Magic Power of Your Inner Conversations, I wrote that in 2 weeks. So that's what I've been doing, a lot of writing. I've been doing a lot of writing. I challenged myself. I asked myself, how many books can I write during COVID? I'm already up to number three. So like, that's kind of like published, you know, books out, actually not written and they on the side, but actually published, put out. So we launched my first publishing company in January, JM Publishing. So for any authors that are looking to get their story out, that's on the horizon, as well as, you know, I'm speaking, coaching, training, all of that on a daily basis.
Wow. That's fire. That's fire, man. That's fire. And that's dynamic, man. Like your output, like, it's kind of like, reminds me of like Tupac, man.
Yeah.
Like, you be dropping, man.
That was the mindset I had.
That's it.
Somebody, if I go in this time, my sons pick up these manuscripts and just keep going with them.
And that's what it's about, generational wealth and just passing it down, you know? And a lot of times when people think about generational wealth, sometimes they equate it just to finances. But generational wealth can equate to knowledge, right?
Of course.
Passing down that knowledge and that mindset to our kids. So that's amazing, man. That's dynamic. How can people follow you on social media? Like what social?
Yeah, I kept everything pretty clean and straight. Jermaine Miller, JerMainMiller. That's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. And I'm working on my YouTube situation. And then my website too, JermaineMiller.com. So everything is pretty simple and uniform.
Awesome. Awesome, man. Well, listen, we are humbled and we have nothing but gratitude for your time today. And we definitely appreciate just the message, what you stand for. And we definitely going to continue to support you and champion you. We appreciate you, brother.
I appreciate you, brother, for having me today. And likewise, man, if there's anything I can do for you to impact your audience, impact your people, you know, I'm a phone call away, good brother.
Definitely, 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 man. So once again, this is Kyle Hunter on the Diagnosis Success Podcast. And we were with my brother, Jermaine Miller. Be definitely sure to follow him on social media and continue to strive for your dreams. Peace.
So much that it seem wrong. Never gon' lose, that's my theme song. I'm just a kid, Billy Jean, y'all. Back to reality, ain't no one bad as me. See, they be doubting, but I keep on actually pushing. Not giving up, that's how I give it up. Pushing, not giving up, that's how I give it up. That's how I give it up.